Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. You may hear me say a lot that you'll be okay, whatever happens. But how do you get to actually believe that in your heart of hearts? What stops you believing that? Well, I truly believe it is possible to find that place. I found it myself on our journey, and that's where I help my clients get to, a place where they know they're okay, whatever happens, which means they can continue their fertility journey with far greater ease and well-being. And in that space, it's far more likely to happen. So this episode, we're going to unpack that. I'm going to help you how you can find that place of knowing you're okay, whatever happens. Let's dive in. Talk a lot about being okay, whatever happens. And I think that the main thrust of my work, my clients, is for them to know they're going to be okay, whatever happens. So it really takes the pressure off the whole process and Project Baby. So how do you do that? How do you be okay with whatever happens? Being okay with not having the thing you most want in the world. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is being aware that the thing that stops us kind of being okay is our thinking, our imagination, the idea of not having it, the fear of it not happening. The imagination that tells you what life would be like without a baby. And the truth is, nothing can predict the future, not even your thinking. We imagine the future, we imagine worst case scenario, but the you in that scenario is not actually really you. It's not the full you, it's not the real you. We're designed as human beings to be in reality, this moment. Our true self shows up in this moment. The you in your little scenario of the future is not the real you. It's not the fully resourced you. It's just being aware that all future thinking is imagination, it's fantasy. Nothing can predict the future. You have no idea how you're going to feel in any situation in the future. You can't feel the future. It doesn't exist. A lot of people are scared of losing their job if they're made redundant. It's not pleasant, it's not what they choose, but it's never as bad as they imagine. It's never as bad as they imagine. Because we're not scared of what we think we're scared of, we're scared of what we think, we're scared of the idea of it. And our perception of the future is shaped by our past, memories. Our thoughts and beliefs about ourselves and life, the world, that we pick up and learn along the way. And sometimes we pick up beliefs about ourselves that we have prerequisites to our well-being, that our sense of okayness, happiness is dependent on certain criteria. I'm okay if, I'm okay when. So for me, growing up, is I'm okay if I prove I'm good enough. I prove my value, my worth, my lovability to people. That somehow within me, I didn't believe I was okay for who I was. And now I can see that. See, I am okay for who I am. Yeah, there's times and moments and times I lose sight of that. It's called being human. But I'm much more grounded in a sense of knowing I'm okay, not in an arrogant sense, that we're all okay. That we came into the world perfect, pure, complete. So it's recognizing that We have these fears, these ideas, these thoughts that stop us knowing we're okay. If you go to these kind of personal development days, sometimes they do a thing called a fire walk where they get you to walk across a bed of hot coals. It's purely mind over matter. It's not dangerous. If it was dangerous, there'd be a line of ambulances waiting outside to take people to hospital, but it doesn't happen. It's mind over matter. A therapist many years ago coined the term pizza walk. And the idea is that you walk into a shop, there's nothing to do with food, maybe an optician or a shoe shop, and you ask for a pizza with a straight face. And for most people, including me when I first heard this, the idea of doing that was terrifying. When I first heard the idea of doing that, the idea terrified me. This was before I did my own kind of personal development journey. And I was listening to this talk by a personal development speaker. And she became a mentor and a friend, and he was sharing this idea, and he suggested maybe go to McDonald's and ask for a pizza. Even the idea of that terrified me. So I did it, and it was mind-blowing. I went in there, I thought, I'm going to get in there, say it and get out as quick as I can. And in the queue, I was terrified. I got to the front, and sales assistant said, can I help you? And I said, yeah, can I have a cheese and tomato pizza, please? And he looked at me completely confused. I said, no, I'm sorry, I don't do pizza. Then I found myself saying, I didn't plan to do this, completely out of nowhere. I said, okay, in that case, can I have a chicken korma? And he looked even more confused. He said, no, we don't do curry either. I said, okay, no, thanks. So thank you. And I left. And I was shocked how relaxed I felt in that moment. Relaxed enough to ask for a chicken korma instead. I didn't plan to say that. I've done this a few times, and many of my clients have done it, and they say, share the same experience. When they're in it, there's no fear. Absolute fear, and they find it so liberating. When I came out of that McDonald's, I felt like I could do anything in the world. I didn't realize how much my thinking held me back. I was living in a place of fear, the fear of not being good enough, the fear of what people thought of me, fear of judgment. We have these fears of the future, what it means. Fear of not having a baby. Fear of failing. Fear of this. Fear of that. They're all future thinking. It's all ideas in our head. Everything we seek is in this moment. This moment is the only moment that exists in time. And it's when we stop thinking about the future, we can't stop thinking about the future because we can't control thought. It's about recognizing we do think about the future. It's just purely fantasy, it's imagination. There's no point giving it a second thought. Come back to the here and now. Everything you seek is in the here and now. A sense of knowing you're okay, whatever happens, exists in the here and now. I was challenged by a business coach many years about articulating my work with one-to-one clients because it's so bespoke. I don't have a set coaching process. I don't have a formula. But he wanted to try to find a way of me explain to people what it is to work with me. And I came up with these four ingredients of the work, four elements that will come up in most clients. There's a sense of freedom, freeing ourselves from our old stories, the stories we learned along the way. So I use unconscious therapeutic techniques, hypnotic therapeutic techniques to free ourselves from those old stories, teaching our unconscious mind to let go of those things. Then there's a sense of connection. For me, the connection work is about connecting ourselves to our true sense of self that knows we're okay whether we feel okay or not. So it's changing our relationship with our thoughts and our feelings so we can be aware of them and not have to go beyond that. We can know we're okay wherever we're thinking or feeling. They can just move on. We can see our thoughts and feelings like clouds on a breeze, and we can have a deeper connection to our true sense of self that knows we're okay. Then there's conception. And I put this in because this is not actually conceiving the baby. This is conceiving a life that we're inspired by. This is about living inside out, finding a sense of flow even before having a baby. Being free to be ourselves, to speak our truth in the small things and the big things in life. Just being free to be ourselves and create the life that inspires us. Even ahead of having a baby, even beyond having a baby. Having a sense of purpose, even beyond being a parent. that we all have something we want to bring into the world. Often it's the thing we most crave as a kid. And then there's creation. Creation is, yeah, creating the baby, harnessing the mind-body link. There's all sorts of things we can do to harness the mind-body link, to encourage our body to do what we want it to do. But I think the other elements stem the tide of fear. To let go of the old stories, allow space for the new stories. They find a place of knowing you are okay for who you are. And it's a state of being, it's who you are. You are okay. And if you are okay, your okayness is not dependent on anything, any circumstance in the present or the future. And for me, that's how you become okay, whatever happens. It's knowing your okayness is your state of being. It's who you are. It's how you came into the world. It's your soul in this moment. And sometimes it's drowned out by a brass band of thoughts and feelings. Underneath that band, in the space between the notes, there's a space of knowing you're okay. And I just help people expand that space, to have a deeper sense of knowing you're okay. Have longer moments, longer periods of being connected to that you. So when the brass band pipes up again, you just see it for what it is. There's still that connection to that true self that knows you're okay, because it's who you are. It's not something you have to try and achieve or work out or do. It's a state of being. You can relax and be. It's like a feeling of coming home. You can stop trying. Stop striving. And just breathe into knowing you're okay. And from that space, you can create the things you want in life with far greater ease and well-being. So for me, it's not about being okay, whatever happens. It's about knowing you're okay. It's knowing it's who you are. I am okay. I am. It's who you are. And from there you can start creating a life that inspires you in this moment. From there you start knowing who you are and what it is you want to bring into this world, even beyond having a baby. So you can be a living example of someone who feels inspired about life with a sense of purpose. You can bring that example to your own children. And you're creating the container you want to bring your children into, your family into. So you're creating a family. Creating that container for your children to thrive and know they're okay for who they are. Loving you.